This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
It's a mosh-up or a mash-up or a mish-up or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mash-up, which always makes me think about mashed potatoes and all the things that you can put into it.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
We're just skinning the surface, really, aren't we? So, it leads to my theme for today, which was a very interesting theme, and I'm wondering if you can guess what it is. The second song we're going to be singing is Frankie Valli medley from Brigham Young University Vocal Point.
Right, BYU.
So do you know what the theme might be? Does that give you a hint?
Oh, we'll find out.
We'll find out after about this one.
Yeah, BYU. Let's check them out. Oh, I know what I've done wrong.
Yeah, that'll help.
Sorry.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Too good to be true.
Originally.
Yeah.
BYO vocal point.
That's cool.
Walk like a man, don't take my eyes off you. So have you figured out what the theme is yet?
Oh, I think I have.
I'm sure you haven't. The next one we're going to do is a medley, a mashup of There's a Place for... sorry, wrong one.
Is that American Tale?
Somewhere Out There and Over the Rainbow.
Oh, right.
So, do you know what the theme is?
I do. So far, every song we've played has vowels in it.
Yes. Well done. Theme is actually what was showing on my Facebook feed this morning.
Really? Wow. Someone needs theme. To get out more, don't they?
I was thinking that.
Somewhere. There, if love can see us through, can see us, then we'll be together somewhere out there, out where dreams come. Happy little bluebirds fly. Somewhere out there, I can dream.
Well, that just deserves a nice pause after lovely ringing chord there.
It does. Now, Tim Warrig is so cool. He sings everything. He's a nice guy too.
And there's a lot of these guys, they just, partly because they're doing it with their own themselves.
Their own voices, as opposed to someone else's. Yeah. We call them ventriloquists.
yeah. Well, they blend so nicely together and they have no friends. So it's you'll find a lot of barbershoppers do this.
Yeah, that's a worry. Yep. But it is barbershop. So at the end of the day, hey, it is what it is. Yep. And there was something. So have a listen to this, because barbershoppers love tags. So this is, how many notes can you sing on one word?
Okay. Deep breath.
Isn't that a cool tag? Michael Webb is his name.
That's amazing.
Does all four parts. Let's just do it again.
I think before I sing, I would sing a tag like that. I'd dial 1-1 on my phone, and just in case I fell over, someone else could dial the third one, and then I could get rescued. That is a long...
But that meant that if you didn't, you would die wondering?
Well, what it does remind me, you know, in The Phantom of the Opera?
Yes.
That incredibly long... note that the Phantom has to hold.
Yes, at the end.
At the end, yes. That's just stunning. It's over like 8 or more bars.
Music
or something.
Of the night, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, Fetcher.
It's freaky.
So, also on my feed,
right?
When a cat sees a bird and does that ick ick ick, what happens if you slow it down? How evil do they sound?
I wonder if birds hear that, because you know how animals sort of do things a lot quicker. Well, some animals can process a lot quicker than we can.
Yes.
But whether auditory, it's like I always wonder whether seagulls are just scared of heights, and every time they're sort of flying, they go.
Well, it's like the first homing pigeon. There was a guy in Sussex, I think it was, in Britain, had the first homing pigeon, and it was great. He raced it, and then eventually he sold it to a guy in Argentina, and then to a guy in Germany, and then to a guy in Ireland. And it was awesome. Finally clocked at Luton Airport, going at 115 miles per hour out the back of a jet engine. But we move on.
I've heard, do you know why seagulls are called seagulls, Mike?
Because if they flew over land...
If they flew over bay, they would be called bagels. Yes.
I'm getting old. This is a group called, moving on, called Project Mosaic. Now, this is from, in Germany this year, there was a thing called Bing, the World Mixed Chorus Contest. And I will be playing some of them. So this is Project Mosaic, are a mixture of two choruses, one from Germany and one from the United States. So there's some fun stuff coming out of it. This is their version of The Show Must Go On.
Cool.
Go on from Project Mosaic. Yeah. Hey, before we go on, speaking of going on Sunday, the 6th of September.
Which is Father's Day.
It is Father's Day at 2 o'clock. There is a performance on.
Yay!
The performance of the Gallagher Academy of Performing Arts at 2 p.m. It's called Harmony Waikato Rhapsody.
Cool.
Yes, we're going to wrap the city in music. And
we've decided to wrap the city rather than painting it because
we have Manu Matatahi, who just come back from competing internationally and came out 13th in the world.
Which Brilliant. Is pretty awesome.
And they are from the Waikato. They're our chorus, our young mixed chorus. We have our top chorus in men's chorus in New Zealand, Mighty River Harmony, will be singing their contest pieces coming up, a contest at the end of September.
Fantastic.
We will have our new chorus called Vox Collective, who will be singing one or two songs, a couple of songs anyway. That's a more all ages mixed chorus.
As well as that, started we will be at the beginning of this year.
They did. So towards the end of last year, actually. But we also have some of our quartets, Four Square and the Usual Suspects, plus some other, I think, Red Quartet singing. There's quite a few that'll be there. So do come along. I don't have the full list, but we'll give it to you next week of who's going to be singing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And there's a few, some of our school choruses and quartets, I think, are singing as well. Belladonna are singing. So, yeah, so it's going to be quite a large number, so do get your tickets. Go on to Event Finder, that's the way of putting it.
I believe that the entire highlight of the whole thing is actually the stage management.
I wouldn't know about that.
the stage manager is top class.
I think it's been misspelt, though, to be more appropriate for the stage manager we've got. They've spelt manager M-A-N-G-L-E-R, so it's quite appropriate, really. Let's ring up the curtain. Hello, it's Curtain speaking. That was a curtain call. Moving on, we shall have a group called the Stellenbosch University Choir. And this is really cool. This is a number. I've lost my cursor. Curse it all. Their version of the Circle of Life. Have a listen. University Choir. Aren't they cool? Good version.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice. And the Circle of Life, what an amazing song. An amazing collab. 3 points for telling me who wrote it.
Circle of Life, Elton John, of course.
Elton John and?
And Phyllis Diller.
Tim Rice. Tim Rice wrote it with him. And
I knew that.
And it's just so cool. And the other day I was talking to somebody who hadn't heard of what's his face? I was shocked and stunned, a wee bit overawed.
I'm sure you were.
Because everyone's heard of What's His Face.
You found your thesaurus again, I see. It's time for us to move on. So with that, we wish you well. We will see you I will see you in 2 weeks' time. Derek will see you next week. And we'll do a little bit of an outro that you can hear a bit more of next time, which is Footloose from Jared Halley.
Cool. Here's our outro. Footloose. Unfortunately, Evita is sold out at Rivoli Theatre. Support the arts.
Absolutely. See you in 2 weeks.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.